listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ. It is Friday Pick Palooza. What do? We are literally giving you information on every NFL game, the biggest college games, that is not available anywhere else for the low, low price of free. Live 200 stations across the country, 6 o'clock Eastern. Joined in studio, full house by the pros who know, Steve Fezzik, NFL expert, Brad Powers. All the college knowledge. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. My personal promise, we will deliver the Vegas truth to you. You can't have pros without Joes. He's in L.A. He's Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here, RJ. And we start on a football Friday here on Straight Outta Vegas with the Thursday night football, the debut of Week 7 in the NFL. And it was the Kansas City Chiefs, a 30-6 beatdown of the Denver Broncos. But the story of this game, quarterback Patrick Mahomes, who left the game with a dislocated kneecap. No further damage was shown after an MRI earlier today, but he is expected to miss at least a couple of weeks for the Chiefs.
Yeah, so first off, let's do what we do best when it comes to the Vegas stuff. So let's get a report, first of all, from Fezzik, our NFL expert. How much is Mahomes worth? And always backups are the issue, right? The old joke, Joe Montana, worth half a point. Steve Young was his backup. Mahomes doesn't have Steve Young.
Mahomes has Matt Moore, who's a pretty good backup, but it is still an 8-point downgrade.
All right, so eight points over a touchdown. Who else in the NFL is worth more than a touchdown or even a touchdown?
Aaron Rodgers is worth 7.5.
7.5. And anyone else?
Russell Wilson, 6.5.
Ooh, so Russell, who's his backup, Russell Wilson?
Geno Smith.
Wow, that seems low to me. I was thinking, are you saying 16.5 or 6? Seriously. So I'm confused, though. You think Russell Wilson was either the best quarterback entering the year or second behind Mahomes, right?
Yes.
So now if it's Geno Smith and Matt Moore, if you're saying that they're, let's say Mahomes and Russell Wilson are equal, then it's going to be about the backups. And somehow you think Geno Smith is better than Matt Moore?
I don't. It's because Russell Wilson in Seattle. Let me explain. Right. Russell Wilson runs the ball more. Seattle runs the ball more. So because of that, Mahomes on the point spread's worth more.
Okay, now that is an interesting subtlety, because really how valuable is the best receiver in the world if the team runs a triple option? So it's going to be how good is the quarterback, how good's the backup, and how important is the quarterback position for that given team? You know, Fezzik, he has it in him. I mean, that seems so obviously wrong. Boom, he says, well, hold on. Little nuance you got to understand. We're Straight Out of Vegas. Let's talk about the adjustment in the odds, not the hypothetical stuff, but the adjustment in the odds. So Super Bowl-wise, 9-1 Kansas City was, now 11-1. So you might say, well, wait a minute, RJ, he's supposed to be out 3 to 4 weeks? Is that what we're hearing?
Yes. Yep.
So you might say, that doesn't involve the playoffs. Do you think Kansas City's not going to make the playoffs? Blah, blah, blah. Well, to me, the answer seems obvious. One, every team has a chance, unless they've clinched, to not make the playoffs, right? So if somehow they lose 3 in a row, the odds of Kansas City not making the playoffs goes up. Number two, home field advantage, obviously. Is that what you see, Fez?
Yeah, and the home field advantage, basically, I think, kiss it goodbye with New England coasting right now with no losses. It was unlikely anyways, but now it's just a tremendous long shot for KC to get home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. next game is week 8, 3.5 versus the Green Bay Packers. So that would have been what, Kansas City at home?
It's Green Bay at home. Green Bay was laying 3.5. That's off the board right now.
Okay, so who had the 3.5 up? Because I want to try to bet that.
Westgate.
I still kind of want to bet it, even though Mahomes is out. Because, wait a minute, Green Bay was at home laying 3.5 to Detroit.
I misspoke. Kansas City was minus 3.5 hosting Green Bay.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So, Kansas City home. Well, it still is a, it seems weird. I mean, Kansas City, let's call Kansas City's home 3. So, Kansas City was only a half point better than Green Bay. But Detroit was a half point better in Green Bay when the line was 3.5 in Green Bay. I got to tell you, this Green Bay team is mystifying me. And we'll be talking about that later with the line this week with the Raiders. Man, a lot of respect for the Raiders. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Let's flip to Denver. Not good. I think Denver, I know Denver was a wise guy darling entering the game yesterday. Not so much in that game, but hey, look at the close games they could have won. Oh, Chicago. And then there was one other one.
Jacksonville.
So now all of a sudden, if you have two more wins, two less losses, it's a whole different, you know, this is like one of the stories. But then they get dominated. A Kansas City defense that struggled the whole year dominates the offense. Flacco did better, I think, up to this game than most people thought, statistically for sure. What did you see?
Denver was completely unable to run. It put pressure on Flacco, and when Denver started passing more, they couldn't protect him at all. He got sacked 8 times.
Okay, so what you're saying is Denver cannot be one-dimensional because Flacco's not that good. The playmakers for Denver are not that good. Thus, they've got to be multiple. They got to run. They got to pass. And passing is, it's kind of old school then in a way that the running establishes the ability to pass. Is that what you see for Denver?
Yes.
So is it fair to say that as we move forward, what we want to do with Denver is say, are they going to be able to at least be competent running? And if they are competent running, the chances of them having a good offense in that game are decent. But if they can't run, forget about it.
Yes, but if you can't be competent running against Kansas City, who are you going to be competent against?
Well, which that's a great point. But it kind of begs the question, how much do we take away from this game? Because it's a short week. You know, in a weird way, you got to almost half weight, 50% weight these Thursday games. Because and I think London games are like that. There's so much variance. There's so many other factors. Okay, anything else to talk about? I got one kind of more the human character. What I saw on Twitter really encouraged me, and it's a phenomenon, I haven't said that very many times, it's a phenomenon that I think is just human, which is we might not like Patrick Mahomes as a, you know, we might be a fan of the Steelers, a fan of the Chargers, whatever. I have a few Chargers fans. But when we see this guy who you could make the case at various points was stretching the limits of the human race, that the way he was playing quarterback was as great as anyone that's ever walked the earth. And even if you're not a fan of the team or even a fan of his style, you appreciate that we're all human, we're all limited, we're all mortal. And when you see someone that's just on that bleeding edge, there's a greatness to it. And we appreciate that because we're kind of on his team, right? The team of the human race, which is very cheesy. That's why I said it like that, ironically. But still, it's true. And what I saw was a lot of people like wishing for the best. Because think about the other side. Imagine if it's like, yeah, horrible injury. Within 12 months, he may be back, you know, like a Bridgewater type thing. It would be like snuffing out this, you know, this little flicker of greatness. And greatness has enough limitation, right? It comes and it goes. If you're a musician, whatever it is, it usually doesn't last for a long time. And, you know, we're seeing it. And that's one of the great things about sports. We bet, we're trying to make money, but Fezzik, I know that's probably all it is. I mean, do you have any of this? Do you feel any of this? Or are you just thinking about, is there any way to in-game bet this? Or, I mean, like, what were you thinking at the time?
You know, 10 seconds after a guy gets hurt, I'm looking for a way to play against their team. I just bet against Zion Williamson in New Orleans, for instance, under 38.5 season wins. I'm a mercenary.
Yeah, I think that's too nice of a word for it. But, okay. Now, all that said, we got to be honest to ourselves. Brad is here. You know, he's got his little ways about him. He tries to act all innocent. But when we were talking, and again, you just let them talk, they finally tell you something that's very interesting. Your action, you saw Mahomes go down.
Yep.
Instead of calling your dad and saying, "Dad, life's short," you did what?
I was looking to bet Russell Wilson MVP odds. I'm like, wow, if Mahomes is going to miss a few games, Wilson is going to be almost a lock to win the MVP. Let me get down. Nope, didn't happen. It was only less than a half hour after the injury, too.
I'm the dirtiest player in the game.
It's kind of like on Wall Street. They go, Gecko was on the phone shorting NASA 30 seconds after the Challenger exploded. I mean, you guys. All right, we got always on Friday. The first thing we do after the lead story is an early best bet.
That's right, and we'll get to that best bet. First, I want to let you know, Straight Out of Vegas is brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone knows there are all different kinds of jobs out there. If you've got a today job, select free same-day store pickup. If you'd rather take care of the job tomorrow, you can order as late as 10 p.m. with free next-day delivery on AutoZone.com. Get in the zone. AutoZone. It is best bet time, and we go to Steve Fezzik.
And we go to Indianapolis Colts -1. I like this play. I bet this play. It's all about Indy getting the bye at the right time. A couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we saw Indy losing to the Raiders at home. Well, how did they lose to the Raiders? Well, a big part of it was all the injuries to Indianapolis. Well, Indy got their playmakers back 2 weeks ago, last game, T.Y. Hilton and the running back, Mack. But these guys were not close to 100%. Now that they've had a bye, I expect that they will be 100%. I also expect that Indy's best defender, linebacker Darius Leonard, will be back as well. And so Indy back at full strength. I like Indy in this game.
I agree with this one. Indy, first of all, the linebacker, my understanding is back. You know, I mean, you never know at the last minute, but I think it's fair to say that. I also think I like buys when the coaching is superior. And to me, Frank Reich is one of the underrated coaches out there. So also, I just did Houston Radio earlier. They feel like that the team was taking Kansas City more seriously. Now, seriously, maybe with more passion, more focus. They wanted that win that was going to get everyone talking about them. Though practically, if they had to choose, they'd rather lose to Kansas City and beat the Colts because it's against the main competition. So I do think that even though this division game means so much, Houston might be at 9 instead of 10 off of that win. And we know right now Houston has had more discussion recently about how good they are, about how good Watson is in the last week than any time ever. So whenever your shoeshine guy is talking about buying stocks, you sell stocks. Whenever everyone, Barney at the bar is talking about, you know who's been underrated? That Watson, you know? That's the time to look to play against Houston. Fez, I agree with you and your best bet on the Colts. All right, when we come back, we do it every week, every Friday. Every game on the NFL board, we're going to give you one thing that no other show is going to give you about that game.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we will be taking a look ahead into every game in the NFL this weekend.
Every game, including, bottom of the hour, the world premiere of Colin Cowherd's pick number 6. You heard the first 5. This is number 6. I can't lie. I give Colin a little bit of grief on this pick. Great day to join. Every weekday, we're available. 200 FSR stations across the country, foxsportsradio.com, iHeartRadio app, SiriusXM, and podcast. Just search for RJ Bell. Right now on the Strip, 72 degrees. used to be the Astrodome with 72. The neon is flowing.
So, RJ, let's dive into this weekend's games in the NFL, and let's start with a game we touched on briefly last segment. It is the Houston Texans at the Indianapolis Colts on pregame.com. The Colts are a one-point favorite right now.
Yeah, Fez has a best bet on the Colts, early best bet every Friday, first segment. Here's an interesting one. Texans tackle Howard. He was the number one pick, you know, number one pick for the Texans. Now, how good is he? Number one picks usually are decent, but he's a rookie. The advanced numbers, and this is coming from ESPN's PBWR, which is very advanced stats. They do it on a per-play basis, says that Howard is the third best pass-blocking tackle in football. Third. Now, the question in every Houston game, can Houston protect Watson? That's the question. With Howard out, I think that's a vital part of this week's answer, and that's another reason I like Fez's best bet on the Colts.
The biggest favorite this weekend is the Buffalo Bills. The Bills, 17-point favorites hosting the Miami Dolphins.
Speaking of big, Brad Powers.
Yeah, it's the largest favorite role for the Bills since 1992. Huge spread.
I was graduating college. Wow. You know, I remember in 92, and you might think I'm joking, Stan Humphries led the Chargers to like 13 straight covers.
Really?
Look it up. Longest in ever. You remember that, Fez?
Yes. Yeah,
you weren't betting in 92.
They started, that was the year they started in 4.
You were playing with your abacus. Come on. Now, speaking of Fez's various mathematical inclinations, I got kind of involved in some research here. This blew my mind. Imagine, we've talked about it, sides and totals, right? So how are they correlated? So, for example, Bills favored by 17. The over-under, the total, is 40.5. Now, think about that. 17, and it's a kind of a low-scoring game. There's an old-school mentality in Vegas, which I think is generally true, that underdog points are more valuable if there's lower totals. Because think about it. The spread is something to overcome if you're the favorite. And if you think about it, what's the percentage of the spread? That spread, what percentage of the total does that make up? So, for example, let's say that you're laying 10, the total's 40. Okay, well, that's a quarter of the total that you've got to have just for yourself just to cover the spread. And usually that's the threshold. If it's a 3-to-1 ratio, meaning if you take the spread and times it by 3, is it bigger than the total? If that's the case, that's a sign that, man, these underdog points are very valuable. And if you can, whisper, bet the dog in the under because there's a correlation. There's not. That's an old wise tale. Now, next week, I'm going to get into all of the details, but this is what's pertinent for this game. We said about the 3-to-1 ratio, right? Well, if you go 17 times 3, and then you subtract out the total in this case, you literally get 10.5, meaning the total could be 10.5 points higher. This total could be 51, and it still would kind of meet the 3-to-1 ratio exactly in that case. There hasn't been a game with this kind of low total and this kind of high spread. Dolphins, Bills favored by 17, total 40.5. Hasn't been one of these since the, what's it been? It's been 2013. So it's like, you know, 6 years. Historically, these extreme differences in sides and totals, 25 and 12 against the spread for the underdog. Now, I told you historically the old 3-to-1 ratio doesn't work as much as, or at all, really, that people think it does. But when it's a 3-to-1 ratio, even if the total went up 10 points, that's so extreme. And like I said, it hasn't happened in 6 years. Historically, it's been a 68% winner, and that points clearly Dolphins plus 17.
To the NFC North we go, where the Detroit Lions are hosting the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota, a 2.5-point favorite.
Now, we broke this recently, and it's something for sure that you cannot bet Minnesota's games without the Kirk Cousins factor. The old story was, oh, the bright lights, the TV games hurt them. Jonas sent us down the trail and said, no, we think it's the start time because he's the type that loves a routine. we found out it's the start time. When it's a 1 o'clock game, Cousins is 66% against the spread, 31-16, one push. When it's a non-1 o'clock, he's 33% against the spread. Now, that's kind of convenient. Two-thirds of the time he covers at 1 o'clock, one-third of the time if it's not 1 o'clock. Oh, it's 1 o'clock. I wouldn't bet against Minnesota.
The Jaguars are four-point favorites at the winless Bengals.
The winless Bengals. I tell you, this is a game that's kind of interesting me. I guess the question is, what is the Ramsey factor? Because I think there's two possibilities here. One is, whoo-wee, that problem's off our hands. Good player, but enough already. And I think that's the case regardless, right? But here's the question. Is there a little depression, a little, oh, you know, our owner was going to try to resign him. If he would have came in, maybe the rebuild doesn't have to start. The mustache is doing well. So I think maybe the first game, it's a little bit of a negative for Jacksonville. But I think game two and three, it's going to be a relief to have that distraction out of the building. You know, I guess pulling up in the Brinks truck sometimes can be a little distraction.
The Rams are at the Falcons. LA is a 3-point favorite.
So Fez, this is something where if you look at the Rams O-line, oh, wow.
Yeah, the Rams have struggled protecting Goff way more than last year, but I don't think it's an issue this week because the Atlanta Falcons are last in the league in sacks.
Yes, that's last is not good. And I'll tell you this, Quinn, I think he's a dead man walking. I think this could be a dream crusher situation where losing missed extra point against Arizona, I don't think they recover from that. Quinn is the defensive coordinator and the head coach. He fired a lot of people in the offseason. He said reset time. Well, reset game match, it seems like. One last thing about the Rams here. I believe this is a huge positive Ramsey. This year? The whole year, yeah. Why? Because you're giving nothing up now. You're getting maybe the best corner in football, one of the top five. Do I think it was a good trade? No. Two number ones in a four is too much. But I don't own the Rams. I'm not a Rams. I'm talking about this year. And I think the week it's the biggest upgrade, this week. Because when you lose three in a row, you're off the Super Bowl loss. There's a sense of, are we another victim of that? They're saying, no, we're winning now. We're gonna get whatever loan we need, but we're going to get the money we need, the players we need, and we are going to win now. The players are certainly going to take a cue from that. And when you have a road favorite like the Rams are, the big issue is oftentimes focus. I can't imagine the Rams aren't going to be hyper-focused with the statement that the front office made, win now Rams.
We've got a big favorite in the NFC coming up here in just a moment. Want to let you know Straight Out of Vegas is brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone knows there are all different kinds of jobs out there. If you've got a today job, select free same-day store pickup. If you'd rather take care of the job tomorrow, you can order as late as 10 p.m. with free next-day delivery on AutoZone.com. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The San Francisco 49ers find themselves 9.5-point favorites at the Redskins.
Yeah, I think for those that are going to watch our Super Contest picks, 66% on the season. Think about that. We went 15 weeks last year at 67%. Five picks a week. Last 2 weeks, not as good. But there was a meta game to it. We were one game back, so we were being contrarian. But still, a great year, well over 60%. This year, 66%. So if you eliminate the two end-of-the-year weeks, which I think is fairly legitimate, but let's set that aside with a smile, 15 weeks plus, what was there, seven or six this week so far, right?
Yep.
21 weeks that we've been 66% in front of the world. Now, Steve, 55% is what a professional batter wants to win. That's his goal.
That's a real good year, yes.
That's 2.5 percentage points above break even. So we are seven times that. If you take 2.5 times seven or 6.5 is about where we are at 66%. So we're like doing seven times better than a professional batter over like a year and a half.
Yes, and I think you're 6-0 on our fifth game to put in that you have final decision.
I got to be honest. I'm feeling it. I am feeling it. The surprise here might be that we're going to be playing the 49ers. Steve doesn't know it yet. Here's the thing. This is one of those situations you keep consuming information, and finally you get this little nugget. Shanahan hates the Redskins. His dad, he felt like his dad got done wrong. It wasn't that he got done wrong. His dad got done wrong. Is he going to do a flea flicker in the fourth quarter? I don't know. But I know that they're not going to be lackadaisical. The players know this. He obviously, Shanahan knows it. And if you look at Washington, another brilliant take, I think, and this is from Mike Lombardi. Yeah, Jay Gruden wasn't any good as a head coach, but he was the offensive coordinator. And as an offensive coordinator, Jay Gruden's mighty good. Now you got an old school guy in there that looks like he's a Marine sergeant. I love that in general. I like the Marines, but I don't want to run the ball in 2019 like it's a test of manhood.
And if you're going to do that, don't tell your opponent you're going to do it ahead of time.
And don't do it against the best defensive line we've seen in 20 years, maybe, in the NFL. San Fran may be a pick.
Mariota is out. Tannehill is in, and the Titans are 2.5-point favorites hosting the Chargers.
Chargers, big disappointment. A lot of it has to do with injuries, Steve. You think there's a good sign for the Chargers?
Yeah, finally, some good news on the injury front. Left tackle Okun, best lineman for the Chargers, comes back. He's likely to play. He's been practicing. This is a big upgrade that I don't think the market is reflecting enough.
Ravens at the Seahawks. Seattle is a 3-point favorite.
One of the things that we got to do more cleanly on the show is tell you when we've got a position, when it's something that we're going to pound our fist on. Here's my position. Seattle is overrated. And doesn't mean I'm going to play the Ravens here, but what I'm telling you is I believe Seattle is way overrated. Now, I've been saying that not as cleanly, and I got some people on Twitter going, RJ, aren't you ready to apologize? No, Seattle's overrated. And I ask you to find me their best win. Go look at the schedule. It's a little homework project. And other than Arizona, which, remember, one other element of that Arizona game, there's only four teams that run the Pete Carroll defense. Seattle's one of them. Chargers are one of them. Jacksonville's one of them. And Arizona's one of them. Well, if the defense is named after the guy you're playing, probably not a good matchup for Arizona in that game. Otherwise, Seattle has won some close games. Let's give them credit. But in the long run, those close games even out. Seattle, overrated. RJ Bell says it.
Saints at the Bears. Chicago is a 4-point favorite.
Oh, Fezzy, you love this one. As much as the Saints, the perception is, that defense. DVOA, only number 13 in the NFL, the Saints. And they're actually better against the pass than the run. I think the Bears are going to make a statement trying to run the ball. That might seem futile, and maybe it is, but boy, the Saints maybe aren't as good against the rush, at least DVOA, which I respect that metric, says so.
Sunday night football, we go. Dallas is a 2.5-point favorite hosting Philadelphia.
Philadelphia's handicap at this point is simple. Can the opposing team exploit the weaknesses in the secondary? Philly's secondary is weak. If you exploit it, Minnesota, easy. If you can't, Jets with Falk, then Philly's fine. Dallas, Dak, he's not great, but he's good. Look at the injuries at receiver. Cluster injuries, multiple injuries at the same position group. If you look at the three receivers on Dallas that's available, wow, not good at all.
Yeah, but just before the show, this was just announced about 90 minutes ago, Amari Cooper, Randall Cobb are going to play for the Cowboys.
Ooh,
on Sunday.
Both are playing.
Yes.
I swear that swings, like, to me, it's a pass. And, what we'll do before the end of the show is give an update on the line, and let's see if that the market's moved. We're going to have Colin Cowherd's world premiere pick number 6.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Coming up 12 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, we will have best bets as we take a look ahead to the weekend in the NFL and in college football. Straight Outta Vegas is brought to you by Hooters. Coming to Hooters every Monday all season to play Monday Night Moneyball. You're just a few easy questions away from a chance at cash prizes, freebies, and a trip to the season ender in Miami. Play Monday Night Moneyball at HootersMoneyball.com. I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan. He is the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
All right. Let's talk about Colin Cowherd. He's been hot. He did have a losing week last week, but man, over the season, over the last couple seasons, he has an uncanny feel for the NFL. And I've done like 8 years of segments with him. And let me tell you, this guy knows his stuff. He agreed to give us exclusively world premiere pick number 6. Let's listen this week.
Let's go. Go.
No.
Hey, that's great football now.
It's Collins.
Bonus pick only for RJ Bell.
Pick number 6.
Now the bonus pick we do every week. I would take, here's the funny thing. So the Raiders came out a 7-point dog to Green Bay, I think initially, 7.5, like on Monday. And I love the Raiders at that. Now the numbers come way, way down, and it's Raiders closer to 5, 5.5. I would still lean Raiders, but I don't love them. They're off a bye. They are moving the ball offensively. Top 8 in rushing. Derek Carr, 73%. It'll negate Green Bay's pass rush a little because they just get rid of the ball. I think I would probably, it's a bonus pick, it's not my blazing 5, I'd probably take Raiders plus 5.5. What would the wise guys say?
Wise guys agree. I'm confused. So, first off, we play this, as you know, Colin, on our Straight Out of Vegas Fox Sports Radio show. So don't be nervous about the big crowd that's going to be listening to this.
Okay.
But let me ask you this question. How much better? Forget the game, forget everything. If I said Packers, Raiders, neutral field, what's your gut feeling? What's the line?
Packers, neutral field, Packers, 6-point favorite.
Okay, now let's think about this. We got the Packers at home, and they're a 4-point home field. The line is in the range of 5, so that means somehow the Raiders are only 1 point worse than Green Bay, which implies on a neutral field, this would be 1. So this is one of the most befuddling lines I've seen. You know what another one is? Last week's Green Bay line against Detroit, remember? It was 3.5, which implied that somehow the Lions are better than the Packers. There is some kind of real negativity about Green Bay in the betting market amongst the biggest bettors that I can't figure out. Steve Fezzik, our main NFL guy, knows dozens of bettors in Vegas. Everybody thought that line makes no sense last week, meaning it should have been Green Bay against the Lions. Lions end up covering. There's something about the Packers. I'm betting they turn out to be not near as good as we think because the professionals are betting like crazy against them. Yeah, it really is confusing. So when we come back, because there, and Fez, we're going to get his thoughts on it, is these lines, it's not like every week or even every other week there's a line that just doesn't make sense. 2 weeks in a row with the same team. The wise guys, the biggest batters, not the $10,000, $20,000 guys, literally the $300,000, $400,000 guys are making a big stand against the Packers. We'll talk about that when we come back. And also, my favorite NFL bet of the season.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted, and it's money-making time next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan.
I tell you, we got some line updates for you here. Fez, we live on air. Brad, luckily, always on his phone. I think it's with Gals, but I don't know. He says Dallas has 2 receivers, not certain to play. I think, if anything, I was pessimistic. They are going to play. What has the market reaction been?
Money on Dallas. The line move's been about 0.5 point, and this line, RJ, is moving closer and closer to Dallas minus 3.
The Dallas minus 3. And I'll tell you this. I think we may have Dallas in the Super Contest because the Dallas is minus 2.5, baby. And I like it. They get the receivers back.
We've got a big matchup in college football coming up here. I want to let you know, Straight Out of Vegas is brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone knows there are all different kinds of jobs out there. If you've got a today job, select free same-day store pickup. If you'd rather take care of the job tomorrow, you can order as late as 10 p.m. with free next-day delivery on AutoZone.com. Get in the zone, AutoZone. To the Big Ten we go, RJ. Your Michigan Wolverines find themselves 9-point underdogs at Penn State on pregame.com.
How dare you? You know what's funny, though? What's funny is we've gotten popular straight out of Vegas. like the first month, it was like, Jones, you got anything to promote? He's like, nah. It's like, all right, we won't have any commercials. Now it's like, boom, 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 boom. I guess that comes with success. Thank you to the audience for spreading the word. And that's how you can thank us, really. If you like what we're doing, tell your buddies. Because you like it. They might like it. Half our listeners don't even bet sports. They just want to be smarter. They want to know more than their buddies. Don't Bogart Straight Out of Vegas. Brad.
I like Penn State here, and I bet Penn State minus the 9 here. And to me, we have a big matchup advantage for Penn State. Favorite wise guy stat, yards per play. Penn State on defense, one of the best teams in the country. Number 3 in defensive yards per play. That new Michigan offense, speed and space, up-tempo. Hey, we're going more up-tempo with this Michigan offense. Hasn't happened. Michigan in that same category. Offensive yards per play, number 81 in the country. I like Penn State here.
Urban Meyer was on the herd today. You hear that?
Yeah, I did.
It's so funny. Is one, it's like he doesn't even want to make the effort to be on mic. So it's like you hear him going, well, here's the thing. It's like, you know, how hard is that? And then I guess when you have national titles, you do what you want maybe. But it's so funny. He has two voices when he's on mic. Is one is the serious, like I'm trying to be an announcer, you know, a TV guy. And he always says the right things. But then sometimes his voice lowers. It's almost like he had a couple quick drinks or something, which, you know, I don't think he did. And he starts telling things that are like the truth, but in this really oblique way. Where with Michigan, he's like, oh, yeah, Michigan's fine. This is his announcer voice. Michigan's fine, you know. If they win this game, all's forgotten. He goes, but I'll tell you this. Losing 5 in a row, and he starts rattling off all their losses. And, like, he had them all just, like, he goes, that can be tough. I can be tough. Yeah, he's
I wasn't in that, fortunately, in that position.
Yeah, I mean,
he did mention that.
He is a tough cookie, let's say that much.
All right, we do have a best bet now. We go to Brad Powers.
And it's all a play against Baylor. So we're going best bet, Oklahoma State here, minus the 3.5. Let's talk about Baylor, who I think is one of the most overrated teams in the entire country for 3 reasons. Number 1, Baylor's unbeaten, but they just got done winning a couple of coin flip games. Double overtime and a last second field goal. Number 2 reason why I think Baylor's overrated. This is a Baylor team that has played a weak schedule. Number 96 in the country. So yeah, they're 6-0, but they haven't played anybody yet. And number 3 for Baylor, we have a key injury in the marketplace that's not getting properly priced. Their best defensive player, Johnston, the linebacker, leads them in tackles with 58. He's out for the season. The next guy, next leading tackler, 30 tackles for Baylor, a key guy out. Add it all up, best bet, Oklahoma State, minus 3.5.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
Now that is excellent. You know what I'm going to do? Have you bet this yet, or are you going to bet it?
I have bet it already.
If the market is where you bet it at, I'm going to throw a dime on it.
Okay.
That was such a great, because everything you said, the average fan's not going to pick up on. Hey, they're going to see there were close games, but they don't realize how big that is. That big zero in the loss column is so, so big. And then they have a defender most people haven't heard of out. Like, so many great qualities that make up a typically good handicap.
We've got RJ's favorite bet of the year coming up here in just a moment. Want to let you know, Straight Out of Vegas is brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone knows there are all different kinds of jobs out there. If you've got a today job, select free day, same day store pickup. If you'd rather take care of the job tomorrow, you can order as late as 10 p.m. with free next day delivery on AutoZone.com. Get in the zone, AutoZone. RJ Bell, best bet time.
Remember, guys, caveat, even my very best bets are going to lose over 40%. We're trying to hit 56, 57 on our very best bets. This one's simple. What should the line be between the Giants and Arizona if it's in New York? Well, if it was last week, I think 3. I think it's fair to say Giants, not the worst team, but amongst that next tier. And Arizona, not quite the worst, but among that next tier. All right? Cincinnati's worst, Miami's worst. Okay. Washington. So what's happened since? Is the Giants have gotten back their tight end, and they've gotten back Barkley, who by Fezzik's account, and I agree, is one of the most valuable non-quarterbacks in the NFL. There's only a couple of them worth 1.5. So if the line should have been 3, Giants at home without Barkley in the tight end, what should it be now? Above 3. The line's 3. this is the simplest handicap you can get. I also think Barkley coming back first game since Jones has played really well in that Bucks game, that it's both Jones and Barkley starting a game is a sign that the crowd's going to be excited, the rest of the team's going to be excited. I think Arizona got lucky to win those two games. And my best bet so far this season in the NFL, Giants -3.
If you missed any of today's show, check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. Several best bets all throughout the course of the weekend. We are Straight Out of Vegas back on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight Out of Vegas!